Yehudim Mishnayis Kelim Perik Yud Zayin. Again, we'll start over again. Mishneches. Kezayis Shomru. That's what Chum always say. There's a size of the Kezayis. Roiv Shiurei Torah is the Kezayis with an Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Loi Godol does not mean a big Aleph, Loi Kotel not a small Aleph. Ele Benini, the size of an Aleph always means a medium-sized Aleph. Ze Agoiri. This is the Aleph that comes from the place, the name of it is called Agoiri. The Gemara Brachos explains because there's a lot of oil stacked in it, that's called Lashon of Agoiri. Kis Ayri Shomru, that a chum say shurim of a barley, that a loch of an etzem from a mace, that's metam of a mag of a masa, if you have the size of a bone, the size of a barley. So leigdol does not mean a big barley, but leigdol not a small barley. Elebeninis, a medium-sized barley. Zul midboris, that's the barley that comes from midbor. Name of it is called midbor. Kadosha shomu, that we said the size of a lentil, that's by the size of a sheretz, that a sheretz is metama, even though it's only the size of a lentil. So leigdol, not a big one, leigdol not a small one. Elebeninis, a medium-sized one. Zul mitzris. That's this lentil from Mitzras. Now, kol ha-metalknim, anything that you could move, that could be used like for a type of an oil, that could go on top of a mace and another kli, so mevi'in es ha-tumma b'yuvi ha-madeya, as long as, let's say it's a stick, as long as it's thick, the thickness of a madeya, of the handle of a plow, that could be an oil to bring tumma sa-mace from the mace on over the kli. Now, how big does this, like, metalton, this utensil have to be? Loi god, not a big one, loi god, not a big one, a small one, el beinoni, the middle one. Eizi beinoni, what's the size of a beinoni? Kol shekefa tefach. Let's say it's round, and the circumference around it is a tefach, so that's enough of a size to make it, it'll have a tumas oil. That again, if one side, let's say it's like a rod, that one side of it is over a mace, and the other side is over a kli, that kli will be mekabel tumma. Even though really the halacha is, it has to be the width of a tefach, but Rabbanan made gzeirah, something that's round, and the circumference around it is a tefach, even though the width of it is only a third of a tefach, but since the roundness, the circumference, is a tefach, they made gzeirah, ought to where the actual width of it is a tefach. So if either it's a width, or else the circumference around it is a tefach, that has lock of an oil that can bring tumma. Mishnah test. For Amish Shomru, that we always say a loch about Amis, about Hilchah Shabbos, Dal Ramis, to carry out. Carry Bishas Rabim, is Bamas Abeninis. It always means a medium sized Amma, which is a sixth Tvachim. Not a big one, not a small one, but a medium sized, which is six Tvachim. Ushtay Amis Hoy Bishushan Abir, in the base of Mikdash itself, in one of the rooms, they used to have two Amis there. And in that room, they called it the room of Shushan Abira, because there was a picture there of Shushan Abira. Achas al kerem mizrach esvenis, one measurement was on the east, north side. The achas al kerem mizrach esvenis, one was on the east, south side. Shal kerem mizrach esvenis, on the east, north side, hoisi yisera al shamesha was more than Moshe Benu's amma, which is more than six tvachim, chatzi etzpa. A chatzi etzba bigger. And shall kerem mizrachas dreimis, the one on the side of the east-south side, hoisi yisayru leh chatzi etzba, that was even bigger than the other one, another chatzi etzba. Nimtzes, it comes out that yisayru al shemesha, the second one, was larger, the larger amma than the size of Moshe Rabbeinu, etzba, complete etzba bigger. Now the question is, v'lomu omru achaz gil vachaz kanakam, one was a little bit bigger, one was a smaller, how come? Elisha Umnin, the workers, Neutlim Biktana, they would like take out the size, the measurements they used for Hegdish. They took out with a smaller measurement. Umarzim, they would return it to bring it back, like a bigger measurement, in order to make sure they gave back a little bit more than what they took. Kadesh lo yavoilu de mila, they should not be over the Issa Mila, not having enjoyment from Hegdish. In other words, these workers, they would be mechayiv themselves, that they're going to build something the size of an amma, so they are mechayev themselves to build it the size of Moshe Rabbeinu's amma, six tevachim. But the ma'aser, when they actually gave it, they made sure it was a little bit bigger, to make sure that the diet to be a little bit bigger, not to be smaller, not to be over Nena, not to be over the Yisra Mila. Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Meir says, Kola Amois Hoye Beninis. All the Amos were Beninis, means six Tvachim. Chutz Mimizbeach Azov. Means all the Amos in the base of Mikdash, when they built it, everything in Amo was six Tvachim, excluding the Mizbeach Azov, the inside Mizbeach, and the Hakeren, the corn, with the Mizbeach Azov, which was one Amo by one Amo. The Hakeren, the corner of even the Mizbeach Achitzayim, which is also an Amo by an Amo. The Asoivev, in the middle of the Mizbeach, some part of it came out, stuck out, was bleeped or stuck out an Amo. Or else for HaYisoid, the bottom of the Mizbeach, also came up one Amo and then came out. Came up and then came out a Nama. Those were different. Those were Amis of five Tvachim. Reb Yudah says, Amo HaBinyan Shisha Tvachim. He says, Amo of the Binyan of the Beis Hamikdash, that was Shisha Tvachim, each Amo. But for Shakelim, all the Kelim that was made in the Beis Hamikdash, all of them were only made from Amis of Chamisha, five Tvachim. So Reb Yudah argues and Rameyer says, only these three Kelim were made from five tefachim, only the Mizbeach Azov and the Karen and the Soivev and the Yisoid, these four things. But Rabbi Yehuda holds no, all the Kelim and the Beis Hamikdash, all of them were made from Amis of only five tefachim. The Mishnah Yeralef. The Yesh Omru, the Chomolite said, the Midah Dakam, in small measurement to the Beis Hamikdash, that was Midah Halach Vayovish, the small measurements that they measured liquid, like the yayin or the oil with a hin or a viasin, a chatzihin, or else via yovish, that was the soil of the flour, that was nisorin or a chatzi sorin, so that was shiur, and the shiur was the italki. According to the measurement that it had in the italki, that was noig then in the land Italy, and yesh midbarius, that was the same shiur that they were noig in the midbar b'yemei Moshe, and that was a midah katan, a small midah. Yesh shomru, some they say, Hakel lefi mashirodim. It all depends upon how big you are, how big your hand is. That's the shear. Like lamoshel, hakoyim etzasa mincha. That a koyim, when he makes the chamitz, when he gathers together with his three fingers, the seilis, moli akumitz. So the shear is his handful. That's called the koyimitz. Or else vi hachayfin es akteris. Where he gathers on Yom Kippur, the apostle says takes a full handful of the akteris, salam dakam. That's also his handfuls. The Ashoisa Kamoli Lugm of Yom Kippurim. That is Issa Chayv Chorus. If you drink on Yom Kippur, Shears Amoli Lugm of Asari, a mouthful. Depends upon how big you are, that each one has his own shear. Ukimazoin Shtei Sudas Leruv. That if you want to make an Erev, so you have to put out enough Erev Tchumim. You have to put there like enough pass, enough bread that you could use for two Sudas. So it depends upon you how big, how much you eat. Now, what exactly is called these two sudas? What type of a suda? So the Mishnah says, Mizoyna l'chol, what you eat in the middle of the weekday, abulel l'shabbos, not a Shabbos suda, not two sudas of Shabbos. Divu Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, l'shabbos abulel l'chol, just the opposite. These two sudas are sudas what you eat on Shabbos, and not the weekday sudas. And the Mishnah says, Eilu v'yelu mischav nilhokil. Both shittas have svaras to make it easier on us, to make a smaller shear. So who the one that says on weekday, that's good because usually you eat them more on Shabbos. So you do not need two sudas of Shabbos, enough two sudas of the weekday. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, you go bosa Shabbos, the Gemara explains, because on Shabbos you hold, you don't eat that much of the suda. There's a lot of good things you eat, but not part of the sud itself. Like the forshpil would eat before the meal, desserts you have much more, but the actual sud itself is smaller, therefore you mishayir sudas Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says, what's the shear of two sudas? That's mishtei yodas lakikar. Two-thirds of a loaf of bread, mishalish the kav, when you make three breads out of one kav. So it comes out that each kikar is a third of a kav, and two-thirds of that is enough for the shear of Mazen Shei Sudas. So it comes that a kav is the size of
one third of the kav is the size of three beitzim. The kav is 24 beitzim, so one third is 8 beitzim, and two thirds of that is the shear of 5 1/3 of beitzim. That's mazon shtei sudas shel eruv. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Yechon ben Bruku aimer mikika bepundion. That one bread, that's one loaf of bread, when you combine it with a pidyon, with a punyon, that's how much it's worth. At the time, the arab soim is sell at the time, when four soim of chitim is worth one seller. Now, four soim, that's 24 kabin. So soy is 6 kabin. And the seller, that's 48 pundyon. So it comes out that a kav is sold for 2 pundyon. And this bread is brought with a pundyon, which is a chatzi kav chitim. That's the shear, which is, comes out that the shear of 12 eggs. That's the shear of mozon shtei sudas. The Mishnah Yud Beis. V'yesh omru, sometimes the Chum said, the midah gasa, with the bigger shear, the bigger measurements. And that one of them is molei tarvid rokov. That means a spoonful of a mace of the part of his body that disintegrated already. So you have a mole, a spoonful of that, the lochrid it's metama even to mas oil. So how big is a spoonful? Kamole tarvid gobel sharefim, like a big spoon that the doctors use. That's how big the spoon should be. And they say it holds the size of mole chofnayim, two handfuls of a person. Now, gris negoyim, that what we say by tumas negoyim, you only tell me if you have the size of the gris of a bean. It means kagris ha-kilki, the bean of this place, kilki. That's the size that you've come to me with negoyim. Ho'echav yom ha-kippurim, somebody eats on yom kip, how much does he have to eat in the chayiv chorus? Kekeseva sagasa, the size of a big date. Kamol v'char niso, v'chagar in niso. When the size of the date with the pit inside it. V'noidus yayin v'shemen, you have flasks, that's a leather flask that you store wine in it or oil in it, so they have a hole in it. What size of a hole do you have to have in it? It should become tahor. That's kepik g'dol shelhem. Kepik, that's like the stopper, the ball that's inside that stops it up. So if the size of the stopper go through the hole, then the kli becomes tahor. Umor shalay nasa b'dayodim. Let's say you have like a window in a house that was not made b'dayodim, but a hole came in the wall. So how big does the hole have to be in order if there's a tumas mace in the room that the tumah goes through the hole into the next room? So shiore kamoli egrav godol, the size of a big fist, a fist. Vizel egrayfer shor ben patiach. There was a person known called ben patiach, the size of his fist. That's how big the hole has to be. Omri of Yosef Yosef says, Yesh noi kerosh godosh alodim. That's the size of the head of a person. Now, v'shenaseh b'dayodim, let's say this window like was made by a person made the window in the wall, then shiurei, how big does the window have to be, the hole have to be for the tumah to go through it? Kamole makder godom shalishcha, the size of a big drill like that we use in the lishcha. But there is like a puncher that makes a hole. Shoe, which is the same size, kapunyan or a talki, the size of this coin, the punyan that was in a talki, is also the same size, ukesel ha-nirainis, or else a cell in the city called Nirainis, or else a chamole nekiv shabal, the size of the hole that goes through a yoke of an animal. They're all the same size, different places to know exactly what this size is. You have such a size hole in your wall that a person made for the purpose of light to come through, so then that's big enough for the tumah to go through. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Kol she beyam tor. All the fish or anything that grows in, lives in the water, so even though you make a kli from the skin of it, that's not called the kli or it's not makabel tumah. Because the pasuk says, I beg the or, it has to be daima to the or of a beged. Just like a beged is nagodol ha'oretz, the same thing. A skin has to be minagodol from animals that grow on the earth and not that live in the water. Chutz mikelav amayim, excluding the dog of the water, yivneishu bereyach liyaboshes, type of a creature like And when they try and catch it from the water, it runs up and could live on the dry land. Therefore, it's called Godla Yaboshom, that its skin is Mekabotom, if you make a kli out of it. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Ho'isa kelim min ha'godl bayam, if you make a kli out of the skin from fish, v'chibul hem min ha'godl boretz, and you put some type of strands, some type of strings in this kli from off skin that grows, of animals that grow on the earth, afilu chut, even just one string, afilu meshicha, one like a thread, davishu makabotoma, if what you're putting in there now, if it would, the whole kli would have been made from it, it would have been makabotoma, lachris tome, that's the chshiv, that's the main thing, and therefore the whole kli, even though the other part of it is made out of the skin of a fish, still it's all makabotoma. Yeah, Mishnah Yudalit. Yesh b'mesh and yivru b'yem arishon t'meya. Things are created the first day in the world, so though you make a kelim out of it, they could be mekabel tumah. In other words, the first day of yom rishon, the oritz was created. Therefore, if you have a kli cheres, an earthly kli, that's mekabel, that could receive things inside it, it's mekabel tumah. Basheni, things that were created on the second day of yom rishon, ain't by tumah, there's no tumah. Because on the second day, the rakia was created, there's no din tumah on the rakia. Bashlishi, things that created the second day, yesh b'tuma, they have dina tuma on the second day, on the third day. Because on the third day, Ilona's trees were created, and there's loch of kli eitz, you have a wooden kli, that's makabel tuma. Boreviyu v'chamisha ein bem tuma, when it was created on the fourth and fifth day, they have no tuma. On the fourth day was moiris for ki ha-shamayim, the moon, the sun. V'chamisha also was created Brias Shebiyam Vaifais, and they have no tumma. Kalim that are made from fish, like we had before, is not Makabal tumma. Chutz Miknaf Ois, excluding the wing from this bird called the Ois, that Kalim made from it would be Makabal tumma. And some say it's only a Xeris Chachomim, maybe you'll be Machlif it with other type of skin. Some say it's like a black eagle. And also, Ubeitzas namis hametzupa, and also the egg of this namis, if it's glazed, it'll also be makabel tuma. That's the egg of an ostrich. Omri Rav Yechonah ben Nuri, says, Manishtana knaf ois minaknafayim, no, why is the wing of this bird different than the wings of the other birds? In other words, all the wings of birds are the same. And therefore, if you make a kli from them, and the kli is aymed lekiyum, you'll keep it for a long time, that's called the kli, it would be makabel tuma. If you make them only temporarily, they're very thin-like, and they'll throw away after one time, then they're not makabel tuma. Now, v'chol shenivra b'yom hashishi tomei, whatever was created b'yom hashishi, that has been tuma. B'yom hashishi behemoth were created, v'chayish rotzim v'yodom, and therefore kelim that are made from the atzomas, the bones, of or the skin of the hamis, they are mekabel tuma. Therefore, they have a din tuma. Mishnah Tezvov. Ho'isa kli kibul mikol makim tami. Any type of a kli that you make that you could receive liquid inside it, no matter how much liquid you could receive in it, still it's called a kli, it would be mekabel tuma. Now, ho'isa mishkov u'moshev mikol makim tami. Anything that you make that you could sit on, or else that you could lie on, Mishkav, you lie on, Moshev, you sit on like a chair on a bed, and a Zav, or whoever's Matami, a Nidas Matami of Mishkav and Moshev, the Kalim become Tami. Ho'isa kis me'or hamata, if you make a kiss, a wallet, from the skin, hamata means that the skin, you did not work it over, you did not salt it, you did not work over the skin yet, you didn't make it into good leather yet, still, it's makabel tumah. Or else min hanir, you make it from a kli made out of like grass, me'asovim, nir is like paper made from grass. Tzlochris tameh, this kli is mekabel tuma. Of course, it's a dovish or kayoma, these things could stay. So I don't know if it means our paper we have today, but it means a kli that could stay. Or remine, we have this remine, a pomegranate, or aloin, that's a fruit tree. For egois, or else you have a nut. She chakoka matinoikas. that the kids were playing with and they hollowed it out. They made it hollow. Lomu demesof, they want to measure dirt in it. Or ishes kinom the kaf mizname rosh, they made this fit to be used for the kaf, for the spoon on a scale. It's tamei, even though only the kid did this, but since the kids made this into a maisa and made it fit to be mekabel, that's called the kli now, it's mekabel tuma. And that's the locha, that sheyesh le maisa v'yein le machshava. Tinoikus a kotin, his machshava doesn't count if make tuma come. But if he does a maisa, like here, he made this into a kli, hollowed out, these things to be used like a measuring cup, therefore this kli now is called the kli, it would be mekabel tuma. Mishnah Tazayin. Kinei Moiznayim, that's the stem that the two that on a scale the two cups are hanging. Kinei Moiznayim, Rasvi Hamochuk, Shiyesh Ben Beis Kibbol Matchos, the Amachit, that's what you smooth out the needle when you want to measure something that piles up, you have to smooth it down. So the Machit is smoother. If it has the base kibble, it's made from matchis, so it's made out of metal, and the ramoyas, people that fool other people, they have a hole in it that they can put sometimes some of the flour inside it. Or else via esel, that's the string that they carry this scale on. Sheyesh by base kibble mois, also there's a place there that the ramoyas, the foolers, they put things inside that string. It has like a base kibble, they put money in it. Rels the corner shall oni, rels the staff of an oni, sheyesh by base kibble mayim, there's place in it to put water for him to drink in it. So that's also called the base kibble's mekabel tuma. Rels the maktel, a stick, sheyesh by base kibble mezuzo magolis, the stick has a beskaza hollow place to it that you can put inside the mezuzos, or else put inside it your jewels, your important things. Today that they should not steal it from you. His array elutzumayim, all these things are called kelim that has a base kibble, and they would be mekabel tuma. The akulim and all these things, Amar Rav Yochanan Mazaki, Yochanan Mazaki says, oily im oimar, oily im loy omar. Oive if I say, oive if I do not say. In other words, we're talking about now different kelim that from moy is people that fool other people. It looks like a staff and they have a hole inside it, and that hole they put things inside it. So if I say this halacha, because then the Ramoyim will learn out, and Noiva if I don't say this halacha, we won't know the halacha. But our koponim, the halacha is the way we learned before, that these things are considered kalim that would be mekabel tuma. Yeah, Mishnah Yudzayin. Tachtis hatzorfim, the base, the bottom kli that it's from, that's like a goldsmith sits in when he's making his gold there. So that's temeyim. Because it's a base kibbol, because if any parts of it fall off, spill over, we want to catch it. So therefore, this kli has a base kibbol, it's mekabel tuma. Bishel nafochim, what about from a blacksmith? So when he bangs, he also has like a kli on the bottom to receive the sparks that fall off. That's tohira, that's not mekabel tuma. Because it's not called the base kibbol to receive the sparks, you don't care about that, that's not really called a base kibbol. Yemashchezes, a wooden type of a sharpener, sheyesh for a base kibble sherman, it has on the side of it a little like a base kibble to receive the oil. You want to store the oil there. So tamei again, this kli will be mekabel tuma. That's called the base kibble. You store the sherman there. V'shein bo, let's say it does not have a department there to store the oil in it. Then it remains tur. It's not called the base kibble. Pinkes. Sheyesh by base kibble shava, pinkes like a board that they used to write on. They would smear wax over it and then write on the wax. So if there was a base kibble there to receive the wax, then to me it's mekabel tuma. But for shein bo, if there's no department there to store the wax, then Torah, it's not called a base kibble. That kli is not mekabel tuma. Machatzeles hakash ushvaferes hakash. That means a mat that's made out of straw, or else it's for ferrous, like a tube that's made out of straw. So Rabbi Akiva Matamar, Akiva says, yes, these things are mekabel tuma. That since it's miskayim, you could use it for a time, therefore it's choshev of a kli, it's mekabel tuma. We have Yerchin ben Nuri Mitab. Yerchin says, Nuri, it's Torah. Because straw, like you could just crush it,
that's not called chashur v'kli. It doesn't stay a long time. Therefore, it's not mekabel tuma. Rabbi Shimon says, "Av shel pakuas ki yaitze behem." It means we have this mat or this tube made from pakuas. So some say it's type of a pumpkin, or some say type of a small watermelon. So the same halach is that they would be same machlekes with mekabel tuma or not. Machzeles konim v'shel chelif tohira. If we have mats made out of reeds, or else v'shel chelif, another type of a grass, something like a reed, is tohira. If you make chelif from these, they're tohira, they're not mekabel tuma. It's not choshev kli. Some say, because it's hard, it's not meant to sit on, to lie on, therefore it's not called a kli. It's not a good mat. Shifayferes hakona. Let's say you have a hollow tube made from a corner from a reed, shechatocho lekabol, you cut it in order to mekabel to receive things inside it, but you fixed it up to have a base kibble, still Torah, it's not mekabel tumma. Achiyotzi es kol ha-kaka, to take out all the inside of it. Means like the love and the white stuff inside the reed, calls them on, that's there, it's not called a kli. When you take out the white stuff from inside, then it's called a kli, then it would be mekabel tumma. Yeah, Perek Yudches, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'ashida, if you have a chest, Beishamay says, Mimdedes Mimbifnim. You only measure the inside of the chest. This was a halacha we had before, that you have a box or a chest that's big enough to hold inside it a boyim saw, 40 saw of liquid, so that's not called the kli anymore, it's Torah, it's not makabel tuma. So how do you measure these 40 saw? Shebeishame says you only measure the inside, what goes inside it, and not the thickness of the walls itself. Ubeisilomisil says no, nimnedis bimachutz. We measure from the outside. The walls itself was also included in these aboyim so. But moedim elu v'elu both agree, nor as Beisilil agrees to Beishamein, shein uvei horaglayim v'uvei liz bezin nimdod. But the thickness of the feet of the chest, or of the upper rim, that's not included in the avoyim so. Rabbi Yossi says no, that Moedim Beisil agrees, Sheuve haraglayim, the thickness of the foot itself, or else Veuve lizbezin, the thickness of the upper lid, nimdod. Those alone are nimdod. But of the neyam, the space in between from one foot to another foot of the kli, that's a nimdod, that's not included in the avoyim so. Rabbi Shimon Chizuri says, "Im hoyu raglayim gevoyes tefach, if the legs of this chest was high, a tefach, 4 inches tall, ain b'neim nimda, then what's in between them is not included in the cheshem of the aboyim saw. But im lav, if the feet are not a tefach tall, then even b'neim nimda, in between one foot to another foot, it's also included, a so-called part of the kli, it's included in the shear of aboyim saw." To make this kli tor. Your Mishnah Beis, Muchni Shalom, that's the bottom part of this chest, that some has a roller, like you can move it on it, like a roller that you have on the bottom of the chest, it's a board that it rolls on. So, Bizman Shin Nishmetes, if this comes off the chest, it's not tied on tight, it could come off, then Ein Chibbulah, it's not called attached to the chest itself, and therefore it doesn't become Tomei if the chest becomes Tomei. V'yena nimdedes imo, it's not included in the cheshvin of aboyim so, you can't measure it together. V'yena matzelis imo b'yola meis, let's say this chest has a cover on top of it that the kelim inside it are protected from tumas ameis, but does not help the muchnin, that's not called part of the kli, that doesn't come protected from the chest itself. V'yena gurren oisa b'shamish, not let him move it on Shabbos. If it's oisa b'tiltol, so the muchni now becomes a bosses l'dobro asur. Let's say the chest was muksam, so this muchni, the bottom part of it, is also called the bosses, holding it up. It has a din muksar on it. Bizman sheyesh patoichim mois, if you have money inside, this box, that the chest that becomes muksam, so the muchni is also asur. V'yemeinam nishmetis, let's say this muchni, the bottom rollers, do not come off the chest, then chibulo, then it's a clothing, it's attached to it. And therefore, v'nimdedis imo, you can measure it to be part of the aboyim so,
Umatelisimo viola mace. This becomes an oil that protects the kelim inside it from the mace. The gurun noisa bishabis. Alpha pishesh patacha mois. The line of mover on Shabbos, even though this mois, here I'm in a mistake, even though this mois in the mukhni, but the mukhni is not called the kli by itself, it's called bottle now to the chest, and since the chest you're allowed to move, who are then you're allowed to move the mukhni also, if it's attached to it, it becomes part of the chest. But if it's separate, like we had before, then it has a din mukhsir on it. Ha, kimroin shalor, that's the top lid that's formed like an arch. Ha, kimroin shalor, the top lid, the arch, on top of this chest, the zman shu kabu, if it's attached to the chest itself, it's kabu, it stays there. Then chibulu, again, it's called attached to it, and therefore benim dodimoy, you can include this in the cheshbin of the aboyim, so it's counted in. If you main kabu, if it's not attached, it's not always there. Ein chibulu, then it's not included in the cheshbin of the aboyim, so of the chest itself. The ein nimdad imom, then ein chibulu, it's not called attached to it. Vilkas tumam. That if one becomes tama, the other does not become tamim. The ena nimdo dimoy, you cannot count the cheshbon of aboyim, so it's not included. Now, ketzad moidid dinoisoyin, how do we count this top arch? If it is kavu, if it is attached to the chest, how do we count it, measure it, to see if it's included in the aboyim, so? So, reish tur really means the head of an ox, but it means it's like a triangle. Like even though it's arch on top, you measure it like a triangle, that's how you come to the cheshbon of aboyim soh. We have Yudim, Yudim says, Zimein yichod lama b'fnei atzmo. If this bottom kli cannot stand by itself without the top lid, without this top cover, then Torah, then that kli, the bottom kli of the chest is not called the kli, it will not be makabel tum. Yeh Mishneh Gimel. Hashido v'yatevo v'yamigdol. This is a chest or a box like a tower. Also box like in the form of a tower. Shenit la'achas miraglem, if one of their feet, one of their foot comes off, one of their legs come off. So alpha pishim mekabel, even though it can still be used to put things inside them, still torim, the kli remains tor. Shein the mekabel kedakim, because it cannot be used in a normal manner. That's not called a good kli. It's not mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yosi mitam Rabbi Yosi says no. Since the ma'aser you say it could be mekabel things in it, therefore it is mekabel tuma. Benaklite hamita, that's like a canopy, that's the poles that go up on two sides of the bed and it goes across, and over that you throw it over the canopy. Relsva chamor, that's the bottom part of the bed that holds up the legs. Relsva chipoy, the covering of the mita, these things are terrible. They're not makabel tuma because they're not the purpose of lying on it. You don't sleep on it, therefore it doesn't have a shame kli on it. Ain't a tomei ala mito malbein. The only thing that really is tomei is just the bed itself. Or malbein, that's the daf, that's the board. That's like the frame of the bed. That's also makabel tuma because that uses to hold you up. But a malabnei b'nei levi terim. But this frame that the b'nei levi used to use, they are terim. Because for them it wasn't really considered part of the bed. It was just considered regular pshuta kliyates. Therefore it's not makabel tuma. Your Mishnah Dalid, Malabain Chenosnu al Lishonis, that's this footrest, like the foot of the bed, that they put upon Lishonis, like a mutas, like a long pole. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudu, Metam, they both say yes, it's Makabel Tuma. That's Kosher, it's called like part of the bed, even though it's not really Mechubra to it, still is called part of the bed, it's Makabel Tuma. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Metarim, they say no, it remains Tor, since the Malabain is not really relying upon the bed itself. The bed is not lying on it. Therefore, it's not choshev like the bed itself, but like regular pshut that kliyates. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma. Amar Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says, "Maishno zeh, why is this different? Me mal b'nei levi, like we had in the Mishnah before. These footrests, the foots of the bed of b'nei levi. And we had before, shemal b'nei levi's Torah, and they remain Torah. But since they're not kavur, they're not set into the bed, it's not called part of the bed, it's called the regular pshut kliyates. Therefore, it's a basic sheet that holds that these are also tor. Yeah, Mishnah Hei. Mita shoysa tameya medris. You have a bed. Let's say a tamei zav, a person has tuma zav on him, sat on that bed or else lied on the bed. So if the bed is meyuchad l'shchiva to lie on or to sit on, so that's a locha, the bed becomes navatum, it's called tumas medris.
So the bed now is tamei. What's going to be nitlo kitzora or shtek rayim? You take away one of the two boards that goes along the width of the bed, and it's two like rayim and the two legs with it. The loch is tamei. The bed is still mekabotum. It's still tamei because it's still fit to lie on. What's going to be arucha? You take away one of the long poles of the bed, not from the width but from the length of it. Ushtek rayim and the two legs attached to it. Then tor, and then the bed becomes tor. It's tor, but it's not fit to sleep on anymore. Rabbi Nechemya Metamer. Nechemya says no, it's still tamei, because it's possible to lean it against the wall and you can still use it. Still roar the shtamish boim. Therefore, it's still mekabel tuma. However, we do not pass on to Nechemya. What's going to be godar shtei l'shoinos loichson? Godar means you cut off. Shtei l'shoinos, like the two things that holds up the legs, looks in like diagonally, the two sides are diagonally. Whereas godar shtei k'rayim, you cut off the two. You should cut off the two k'rayim again, that's two like legs. Tefach a tefach loichson. You took off a tefach by tefach, also the diagonals of it. Or shemia topokas mitefach, or you cut off the legs and it made it less than a tefach off the ground, then Torah, the meat is not makabel tumah, because it's not fit to be used the way it is. Mishnah Vov. Mita shoysa tamei medris. Again, you have this bed that a zav slept on it, and therefore became an avat tumah, that's tumas medris on it. Nishbra rucha, let's say one of its long poles of the bed was broken, and vesikna, you fixed it though. Is Tameya Medris, the locher is still the bed, is Matama Medris, the tumor is still there. What's going to be now Nishbra Shnia, now the second long pole of the bed broke, and Vatikna, you fixed it also. The locher is Torah Mina Medris. Now the bed becomes Tor for Medris, doesn't have the Abba tumor anymore, because both lengths, both long boards broke already. So now that you fixed it, it's called like Panam Chadosh, it's called like the new bed came right now. So therefore, the old bed is not here anymore. Therefore, the old tumah goes off. Avot Tameya Maga Medris. But as a tumah, like a reaching the tumah, as if it touched the Maga. Because the Maisa, like before you fixed it, it like touched it. So therefore, as a loch, as if it's a Maga, it's a reaching the tumah. What's going to be Lahiskat, the Sakinus Rishon, you did not get around to fix the first broken pole. Achinishbra Shni until the second one broke, then it's bottled the Shem Mita from it. Therefore, Torah, that time the tumah goes off completely, it's not called the Mita, and therefore the tumah goes off, and even if you fix it later, the tumah does not come back on anymore. It's not considered like it even touched the Maga. Yemishne Zayin. Ker Kora Shehoisa Tameya Medris. If you have this leg of the bed that had a tumas medris, meaning that let's say the zav sat on it the way it was, sat on the leg by itself, the chibur lamita, now you attach this leg to the bed, to a bed that was tor. So locher is kula tameya medris. Those things become tumas medris now. Even the bed also becomes tumas. Since it's mechuber to it, mechuber attached to it, it's all considered like one kli, and therefore now it has tumas magar on it, tumas medris on it, the whole kli. What's going to be perished? Let's say you take away this leg, you take it off the bed. So again, he tameya medris. The leg remains with tumas medris had on it from before. But the amita, the bed, now is only maga medris. It only has luck as if it touched the medris. Because when the leg touched the bed, it was the time of the bed, of maga. See, even though we shot it attached, it has tumas like an abatuma, but now that it goes off, it's only like a rishna tuma, so like it touched the medris. What's going to be hoisa tameya tuma shiva? Let's say this leg of the bed by itself, it got in contact with the mace, it has tuma shiva, it's the tummy, has a din has a lock of a tuma mace for 7 days it's tummy. For chibulamita, now you put this, the leg onto the bed. So kula tameya tuma shiva, the whole thing has a tuma shiva, even the bed also has this tuma shiva on it. Perisho, let's say you take off the leg off the bed. He tameya tuma shiva. The leg still remains with tuma shiva on it, but the amita tameya tuma serif. The meat is only it's only tuma just till the evening. Again, it becomes like a rishon tuma since it touched the kara that touched the leg. Therefore, that's tuma serif. It's tuma until nighttime. What's going to be hoisa tameya tuma serif? Let's say this leg only got in contact with the sheretz, so it's only tummy till the evening. And now the chirbul amita, now you put this leg onto the bed, you touch it to the bed. So kula tumeya tumas erev, the whole bed also has tumas erev on it. Perisha, let's say you take the legs off it, he tumeya tumas erev, so the legs still have a tumas erev on it, but the amita tara, the bed becomes tara now. So sekli is only mekabel tuma from an avatuma, and not from a rishon l'tuma. The Mishnah says, "V'chein the same halacha applies hashein the tooth shel mader means the plow. Use your when you plow the ground, so that shein. In the case the shein, the tooth there, like the piece that goes into the plow, is tamei. So the same halacha is when it's mechuber attached. They all have one halacha. When it comes off, again it has halacha on like a maga, as if it only touched that dover hatamei. Yeah, Mishnah Ches." Tefillah arbor kelim. That means the tefillin shel rosh. There we know the tefillin shel rosh. There are four batim, four departments, where in each one we put a different parsha. In tefillin shel yad, it's all one bias, one department. But in tefillin shel rosh, it's made out of four different departments. So that's called tefillah arbor kelim. Each one is called a keli by itself. What? And let's say it became tamei, came an avatum. Let's say it touched the tamei mace, became an avatum. Now hit the ketzitza rishoyna v'sikno. Let you take out the first box. Ketzitza means like the first box, the first bayis. You take it out and put a new one in. So loch riz tamei meis. Still, they're all tamei meis. Even the new bayis that came in there is mechuba to the old tefillin. It's like guf echa. They're all tamei. V'chein shniya. Same thing. You take out the second one and put a new one in there. Still, it's called tamei meis. V'chein shlishis. If you take the third one out also, even though you have three new ones now, but since the fourth one is still there from the beginning, you all have a din tum and mace on it. What's going to be hit the rest of Revius? You take off even the fourth one. Now it comes out that you have a totally new pair of tefillin here. So locher is tera mitumea mace. The tum and mace of it goes off. All the tefillin, the tum and mace goes off, since there's no more box left that really came in contact with the mace. But they all have a din tomei as if they touched the mace, because they all touched the common contact with that fourth one. And even the fourth one, the new one, came in contact with the old three, so therefore they all have a din of a mag as if they touched it. They all become like a rishon l'tuma. Now, chazal rishona, you go back to this first box, the first bias vetira, you take it out, and you put a new one in, vetira, vetikno, and you fix it. So locher is tumeya b'maga. It still has a din tumas maga on it, even the new box, because it's again it's attached to the other ones. Has locher like a tumah, like a rishon tumah. The chen shniyah, the same thing. The second one also. Hit the rest ashlishis. Let's see, you take off the third one. Now tera. Now it becomes tor. All of them become tor, even the fourth one. Even though you only took out the third one, you only put three new ones in, and the fourth one like was there from before. Still, they're all tor. Why? Shiravias, because the fourth one, the maga. It really, the fourth one was never really tummy by itself. It was only tummy because it touched the other ones. And therefore, the klal is v'yein maga isa maga. One maga cannot make another maga. And that's the klal, like a rishon l'tuma is not metame kelim. Therefore, again, after you took off these, the second three, like, she only left with the fourth one there. That fourth one by itself was not, never really tummy. It was only tummy because it was a maga tummy. And therefore, that's the klal. A rishon cannot make a keli tummy. Mishnah Tes. Mito, you have this bed that was tmeya. She nignav chetzi. Half of it was stolen. That's half of the beams of the bed was stolen. Like one side of the length of the long beam and the two raglayim, 2 feet of the bed was stolen. Oy avad chetzi, or else half of the bed was lost. Oy chalaku achin, or else 2 brothers yashened it from their father. Each one gets half of the bed. Oy shutfim, or else there were partners in the bed, and now they divided up. So now the kids said that there are 2 parts to the bed. The loch is tera. The bed remains tor. It's both the men of shem tuma. But since it's not going to be used anymore together, it's going to be separated. So it has a loch as if it's broken. Hachziru, let's say they put the bed together again. The kabel is tumah mikan labo. From now onwards, it could become a kabel tumah. But the old tumah goes off. The old tumah does not come back. Now the Mishnah says, Mito netama chavilo. In a bed, there's only mekabel tumah when it's all together. It has to be all the pieces together, then it's mekabel tumah. When it's taken apart, it's not mekabel tumah. The same thing about teheres chavilo. Let's say the bed was tameh, was mekabel tumah, and now you want to be table in the mikvah to make it tor, you have to be table with the whole thing together. You can't do parts, take it apart. It's only mitayir with the whole thing together. Did the Rebbe Lezer words of Rebbe Lezer? V'chomer nechom say, metame vorm umetahera say vorm, no. Even parts of it could also be mekabel tumah. And no adin, you could be table parts of it also. Even by parts, it's still, since it's a part of the bed, there's a last loch of a kli on it, therefore it could be mekabel tumah. And you could also take off the tumah from it to be put into the mikvah.
Yeah, Perek Yutes, Mishnah. Kamaforek esamito lahatvilo. If somebody takes apart a bed because the bed was tummy and now he wants to put it into the mikvah, and it's too big to go into the mikvah the way it is, so he has to take the bed apart. Now, the hanageya, and if somebody touched now the hanageya bechavolim on the strings of the bed, like after you took it apart, like the ropes of the bed, so locher is torn, the ropes themselves is not called part of the bed right now, they are torn. Now the Mishnah says, ha-chevel, that's the strings, the ropes that you make the bed with, is mei mesai yuchibel anito, when are they considered part of the bed? They said that they would be makabel tumah, or else if the bed is tummy, they become tummy. Like when are they considered part of the bed? So Mishnah says, when you weave like three knots, a row of three knots. Now, v'hanogeya min ha-kesher v'lifnim tomei. After you like knotted on, wove together these three strings, so they became part of the bed, now you have another string that you knot onto that string, and a dove tomei touch the strings, it bends. If it's the inside of the string after the knot that's closer towards the bed, then the tomei. But min ha-kesher v'lachutz torah, if the tumah touched the outer part of the rope, like after you made the knot but sticking outside, that's not considered part of the bed, that remains torah. Nimei ha-kesher, that's like the leftover strings are outside by the knot. So it depends on the geya b'tzorchai, the part of the string that you need for the knot itself to hold it in place, it shouldn't come out, that's tumah. But what you do not need for the knot, that's not called part of the bed, that's torah. The kamu tzorkei, how much of the string after the knot do you still need to keep the knot in place? The Abiyudam Yehuda says, Abiyudaymer, sholosh etzbois, three fingers worth of string you still need. The Mishnah Gibbeis, ha-chevel ha-yaitzim min amito, after you like you webbed up the bed and you have some leftover string, leftover rope, sa'at chamish etzvachim, it's only the first five tzvachim stick out the store. That's not called part of the bed, that remains store. So let's say if the 5 tfachim upward to 10 tfachim that you still need, we'll soon see, for the bed and therefore tummy. But me'asar v'lachutz, what's more than 10 tfachim away from the bed, also tor, that's not called part of the bed, it's not called chibul l'mita. Now why from 5 until 10 is it called tummy, is it called mechubah to the bed? The reason is me'asheboi kershin es apsachim. Because with this string, they would tie up the Korban Pesach to the bed. Just like the Yidden did in Mitzrayim, they tied up the Korban Pesach from Asara Benisim. And so then that would used to be the minute to tie the Korban Pesach near the bed. So they would need those 5 Tvachim, 5 to 10 Tvachim worth. And then they would lower down the bed with like a hoist into the mikvah to mitire the bed. Mishnah Gimel. Mizron ha-yoytze min amito. That's just like a cloth used to put on the sides of the bed to make the bed strong. Like a chabur, like an apron they put on the sides of the bed. So it depends. Kol shu, if it only stuck out a little bit, it's still attached to the bed, it'll still be mekabel tumah. Divur of Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Some say it means even a little bit and even a lot. Rabbi Yaisi yoyna ad asar tfachim. Up until 10 tfachim. It's still called attached to the bed, even though it's sticking out 10 tfachim, it's still, if the bed is tamei, it becomes tamei. If it becomes tamei, the bed becomes tamei. But if it's more than 10 tfachim, then we say that's not bottled to the bed, that's not called part of the bed.
Chiyore Mizron, let's say leftover parts, let's say this apron, the side of this apron you're putting around the bed is ripped, and there's parts of it left over. That's called Chiyorid, leftover of this apron. So Shiva Tvachim, 7 Tvachim, it's still like Choshev Begir, therefore would be Mekabel Tumah. That's the Shiyor, 7 Tvachim. And what, the last size, Chevel HaChamor, that's enough to make a string for your donkey. So it's left over, still 7 Tvachim, that's still called the Shiyor to Mekabel Tumah. Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Nisa Hazov Al Hamita V'Al HaMizroim. Let's say a Zav was on top of this bed, and it had this Mizron, had this again, this black blanket, this side piece of it that was hanging down. And the Mishnah before said that this Mizron is considered a Chibur to the Mita, to the bed. Therefore, Metame Shnayim, since the bed becomes like an Avatumah, the Zav was lying on top of it, so then this Mizron, this like a covering of the bed, is also bottled to the bed, becomes like an Avatumah. And therefore, Metame Shnayim, what touches this Mizron becomes like a Rishim Atumah, and a Rishim makes a Shein, it's Metameh too, Upeis Alechod, means a Negev to Truma, if the Truma touches a Sheini, it becomes Posel. It makes the third one, it makes Posel for Truma. The Sheini, Posel's Truma, becomes a Shlishi Lutuma. Dear Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yaisi says, Nisa Hazov ala Mito v'ala Mizron, I'll start with Tvachim, again like the Mishnah before, that if this Mizron, if this covering of the bed was sticking out from the bed, 10 Tvachim, so then it's considered a bottle to the bed, so therefore if the Zav was on top of the bed, this also becomes an Avatumah, and therefore Metameh Shnayim, the first look again, the same thing, this Mizron is Metameh makes a Rishna Tumah, the Rishna makes a Sheini, and the Sheini makes a Shlishi, passes it for Truma. Let's say what's outside 10 Tvachim, outside the bed, the part of this are hanging, but there's this covering of the outside of the bed, then the Tama Echod will place a Lechod. In other words, what's outside the bed, 10 Tvachim, is not called part of the bed. Therefore, it only becomes Tama because it touched the Yavatoma. It itself is only a Rishon Tuma. Therefore, the Rishon is Matan Echod, meaning it makes a Sheini, will place a Lechod, and the Apostles 1, it makes a Shlishi, the Truma, it passes it for Truma. Nisa al HaMizrun, let's say the Zav was directly on top of this covering of the bed, not on top of the bed, but on top of this side piece, the covering of the bed. Then Mi'asaru Lufnim Tomei, what's the 10th Tvachim and closer to the bed, that has a shame Kli on it, has a shame part of the bed, and therefore becomes Tomei, becomes an Avatumah. But Mi'asaru Lachutz, 10th Tvachim away from the bed, this covering that hangs out from the bed, 10th Tvachim, that's not bottled to the bed. Therefore, it's not called the bed at all. Since the Zav is lying on top of it, it does not become Tami at all. It remains Torah. That's not called like a Kli, Miuchad Liyeshiva. Therefore, the Zav is not Metamit. Yeah, Mishnehe. Mito Shehoiso Temeya Medris. You have this bed that had a Tumas Medris, means the Zav lied on top of it. The Zav lied on top of the bed, so it became an Avatuma. And then later, the Korach LaMizron, then later you put like this curtain, this sheet around the bed, this covering around the bed. So now it becomes Mechuba to the bed. So Lachar is Kula Tumeya Medris. Even this Mizron also has a Tumas Ava Tumor on it, a Tumas Medris. What's going to be Perisher? Later you pull off this Mizron, you pull off this cover off the bed. Then the Lachar is He Tumeya Medris. The bed still remains with its Tumas Ava Tumor, it still has Tumas Medris on it. But the Hamizron, now this covering, is Maga Medris. It doesn't have within Avatum anymore, because it's not part of the bed anymore. But the mice of this Kli touched the Mitum, therefore it becomes a Rishon Tuma. It touched the Avatumah, it becomes a Rishon Tuma. It's a Tumas Maga Medris. What's going to be Hoysa Tumeya Tuma Shiva? Let's say the bed had a Tumas Shiva on it. The bed came in contact with the mace. Therefore the bed has a Tumas for 7 days now. Then later, the Korach LaMizron, the later you put on this curtain around the bed, Kula Tumeya Tumas Shiva. Even this Mizron also becomes now Tumas Shiva, becomes part of the bed. It all has this Chomadik Tumah for 7 days of Tumas Meis. What's going to be Perisha? You take off this curtain off the bed now, the covering off the bed. Lachras Hi Tumeya, the bed still remains Tumas Shiva with the Tumah for 7 days. It still has a Tumas, it still has an Avatumah on it. The Hamizrin, though, Tomei Tumas Erev. But this Mizrin, this covering now, is only Tomei for Tumas Erev. It was a maga, like it touched, but Tumas Neis. And something that touches a Tomei Neis only becomes Tomei for that one day. It's like a Rishon LeTumah, because it became Tomei, it touched the Yavah Tumah. It's now only Rishon LeTumah, it's only Tomei for that one day. What's going to be Hoysa Tumas Erev? Let's say the bed at the beginning was only a Rishon LeTumah. It came in contact with the Nava Tumah, it became Tomei, but it itself now is only Rishon LeTumah. For Korach LaMizrun, then you put the sheet around the bed, this covering around the bed, Kula Tumah Tumas Erev, becomes part of the bed, it has the Tumah Rishon LeTumah on it because it's part of the bed. But Perisha, when you take this covering off the bed, then he Tumah Tumas Erev, the bed still remains with its Tumas Erev, it's still called the Rishon LeTumah. But the Amizron, this covering right now, is Torah, remains Torah, because this covering is like a Kli, and the Kalal of the Kli is only Mekabel Tumah from a Nava Tumah, it's not Mekabel Tumah from a Rishon LeTumah. The Mishnah Vov, Mita Shekorach Lo Mizron. You had this bed, that first you put on it, this covering, that you put on the bed, so it's like one piece, it's like one bed now. And now, the Noga Ben a mace, now a mace comes in contact with either one of them, either with the bed or with the Mizron. The Loch was both of them is to name Tumah Shiva. It's like the mace touched both of them, that they both have a Tumah Shiva on them. Perisha, even if now you separate them, still to name Tumah Shiva, each one of them has a Loch, as if the mace touched it, each one of them will be Tumah Tumah Shiva. What's going to be Noga Ben a Sheretz? When they're attached together, a Sheretz touches either one of them, so it's considered as if the Sheretz touched both of them. And therefore, they both become a Rishon LeTumah, because the Sheretz is the Yavah Tumah, and therefore the Loch is Tumayim Tumas Erev, both of them have a Tumah for one day until the evening. Perishu, if later you separate this covering from the bed, the Loch is Tumayim Tumas Erev, still both of them remain with this Tumas Erev. What's going to be meet to have this bed that was Mekabel Tumah, Shenit Lo Shtei Arucha Shelo, then later you take off the two sides, the long beams of the bed, come off. The question is the bed still called the bed or not? And now the also Loch Hadoshes, you made two new beams there. But V'lo Shinu Es HaNekovim, you did not change the holes, meaning that the old two boards could still be placed back into the bed. So therefore the bed is still considered like its first phase of a bed, and the Tumah is still on it. What's going to be in the Shtabru Chadosh? I said these new two beams you put in, when they break, the Loch is Temeos. The bed is still Tomei, because you can still put the old ones back in again. But the Yishonis, if the old beams break, then Torah, then this bed becomes Torah. Shakul Herlach Achra Yishonis. It all depends upon these old two beams. It means Kol Zaman, they're fit to be used. It's not called the bed was destroyed. Therefore, the Tumah is still there. But once the old beams become destroyed, it can't be used anymore, then it's not considered like you have a bed anymore. The old bed is not here. Therefore, becomes Tohor. The Mishnah Zion, Teva Shepischa Milamala. We have a box that the opening is on top of it. So, Locher is Temeya Tomei Mace. It's a clear base kibble. It could be Makabel Tumah of a Mace, but not a Tumah of a Zav, because since the covering is on top of it, it's not aimed to be sit on top. You tell me I have to get off it, so it cannot be Makabel Tumah Zav. Nivcha So Milamala. Let's say a piece of the top broke off it, off this box, still Tumei from a mace, still Makabel Tumah from a mace, because it's roi to receive things inside it. What's going to be the nifchas milamata? Let's say it broke off a piece of the bottom of this box, so now it's not a base kibbler, cannot receive anything, can't keep anything inside it. Therefore, Torah, the box now is not fit to become Tumei, it remains Torah. What's going to be the megurish shabbat? Let's say inside the box, there are compartments there that still could be used to receive things. Then Tumeyus, those boxes like, remain Tumei. But Vien Chibla is not called attached to the big box, therefore the big box is like broken, it's not Mekabel Tumah or Dukam's Tor. Yemishneches, Hatumerl Shenivchaso, Hatumerl, that's like a leather bag, Shenivchaso, it broke open, but still Kish Shebetech Tumei, if inside it there are different departments, there are different like pockets to it, and those pockets inside are still whole, so those are Mekabel, therefore it still remains Tumei. But V'yena Chibla is not called attached to the big bag, since the big bag broke, the big one remains Tahor. just these small ones inside, they remain tamei. Ha'chemes shebeitzim shelo mekablu simo. Let's see, have also a leather flask that they just peeled off the leather, the skin of an animal. And the beitzim was a zoch, was a male. And the beitzim was still like the skin, is they took off those skin. So there are two pockets there where the beitzim were. So the locher is, v'nivchasu, and now the big flask itself became broken. It can't hold anything. So locher is torah, everything remains torah. Shem mekablus kedark, and even these two small holes there, where the place where the beitzim were, but still, that's not fit to be used by itself, really. It's really one big kli, and since the main part of the kli became room, cannot receive anything now, so here the whole thing remains tor, even these two small parts of the beitzim also remain tor. Your Mishnah test. Tevo shepischo mitzido. We have this box that the opening is on the side, not on top, so now somebody could sit on top of the box. Therefore, Tameya Medrus or Tameya Mace, this box is Makabu Tumah from a Zav Tumas Medrus, because you can sit on the top of it, and it's also Makabu Tumas Mace. Omer Rabbi Yossi Gracie says, Amosai, when do I say this? Bizman Shein Gvoi Asar, it can't be 10 Tvachim tall, because then it's not easy to sit on, it's not fit to sit on. Or Yishen Lo Lizbeis Tefach, also can't have like rim around on top of it, sticking up a Tefach, because if the rim sticks up a Tefach on top, also, you can't sit on it. It's not the Makabel Tumas Medrus. Nivchaso Milmalo. Let's say it came defect a little bit on top of the box. Tamei Tumim.
Yehodim Mishnayis Kalim Perik Yud Zayin. Again, we'll start over again. Mishneches. Kezayis Omer, that the Chum always say there's a size of a Kezayis. Roiv Shiurei Torah is the Kezayis with an Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Loi Godel does not mean a big Aleph, Loi Kotel not a small Aleph. Elebenini, the size of an Aleph always means a medium-sized Aleph. Ze Agoiri, this is the Aleph that comes from the place, the name of it is called Agoiri. The Gemara Brachos explains because there's a lot of oil stacked in it, that's called Lashon of Agoiri.